Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
That better be on the air.
Good morning, Atlanta. And no, we are not watching The Parent Trap. You are listening to Sam and Greg with The Intersection. There is no Sam, there is Greg, but there is Noel and Jason. And we are back with a Greg classic. Greg, why did we choose that one?
Because we can.
You and me.
It's one of those, everything I do is when it comes to picking the music, are songs that I'm thinking and hoping that the people who are listening can just kind of mouth back or sing back loudly. They're all recognizable stuff. That's all. We ain't trying to be, you know, Ryan Seacrest over here and introduce new music. We just, people are driving around doing stuff. As Dylan said, all his first responders and people are giving recognizable stuff.
Did you mention Seacrest by accident?
No, actually, I did in this case on purpose, because when I sit with you, I realize that if I ever bring up old stuff, you will let me know about it. So I won't go with Dick Clark, or I won't go with...
Actually, that wasn't why I was asking. No.
That's why I mentioned Seacrest.
No, I'll go to that stuff, too. It's actually his birthday.
Oh.
Well, happy birthday, ATL Ryan.
I have done some work in one of his little... his ventures, and that is the Ryan Seacrest Studio over at the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
Now, he's involved in... Is it Dunwoody High School?
Yes.
About to build a gigantic stadium.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The Seacrest Dome.
It must be nice.
You know?
When you got it like that, you got to put it somewhere. It's
all good.
The Arthur Blank Children. Listen, Arthur Blank got his name on the building. Mm-hmm. Seacrest has got a 8-bay podcast studio, which Andy and Randy did a show from not long ago. Mm-hmm. And then outside, when the kids can go out there and do stuff, the grassy area and the basketball and soccer and all that stuff, it is all in an area shaped like a guitar, and that was donated by Garth Brooks.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that part.
Shout out to Garth Brooks.
That's cool.
And Trisha Yearwood, you know, our Georgia resident.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Trisha had a hand in that also.
Yes. There you go. So, brought this thing full circle.
Quick question. Jason, when is the first time you ever heard Nat Cole sing Love?
Oh, I don't know, honestly. I can't go back to the first time. I can't think of when.
Okay. Why? I'm just wondering because like we have like 3 different generations here, kind of, and it's interesting to hear when we first heard that song.
It's not one that I remember when I heard that for the first time. It's not one of those for me.
That was in my house.
My mother
would put all kinds of stuff on. We have that parent. We have that grandparent, most folks will tell you. And things just stick in your head, and you don't know why from your youth. And
for me, that stuff would be like old country. That's okay. Like what comes to me from my parents that was just around when I was a kid.
When you say old country, give me an artist. George Jones?
There was George Jones for sure. Johnny Cash. Probably Johnny Cash is the one that I come back to the most. Because like I heard a lot of his stuff before I realized that I was hearing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it was around.
Have you ever heard the story from Eddie Murphy about the parties that took place after Saturday Night Live? I mean, they've been doing that since the 70s.
Yeah.
There's always this after party, right? And Eddie was telling the story about he never went to any of the after parties the entire time he was on Saturday Night Live except for one. And it was because that host came up and asked him. He didn't expect it. And it was Johnny Cash.
Wow.
Think about this.
That's cool.
So Johnny Cash comes up to Eddie. And Eddie starts doing this impression of Johnny Cash, which I'm not going to try and do like him. But he goes, Eddie, are you coming to the party? And Eddie was like, well, no. He says, well, me and June sure do love you. Would you come? And that's what made him come to the party. So the only after party was that one. And again, he's
well, who would
Johnny
have thought?
Cash was cool back
Johnny
then.
Johnny was cool.
He was Elvis Light, right? That's what he was considered.
You know, he's...
Because they all came through Sun Records.
A little bit, yeah. But he's so fascinating. Like, his show that he did... brought everybody on. He didn't care. He loved music. And that was what's so cool about him, like for me, because I missed that. But then I got into him again. Like I grew up hearing it, but I didn't really process it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got into him when he did the American recording stuff with Rick Rubin, where covering Tom Petty. He's covering the Beatles. He's covering Soundgarden. Like he's covering everything. And I'm like, wow, he's incredible. And then you go back and I'm listening to the old stuff and I'm studying him, and he would bring everybody on his show, crossing genres. He didn't care. He would push boundaries. He didn't care. He was not your typical Nashville guy.
Right.
And that, you know, it's like I wouldn't have expected that, but then, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, even in the end, like the last big hit is the cover, the Nine Inch Nails cover of Hurt, which was amazing and crazy to think that it was a cover.
Yeah, I mean, he did like the Rick Rubin stuff he did, and then he did some originals at that time too, and they were all incredible, and they were just super raw and authentic, and like the career he had is crazy when you actually quantify where he started with Elvis basically, mm-hmm. and then ended with doing covers of bands like Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. It just shows how current you have to stay like in the music industry. And speaking of current, we're going to shift into the current state of our Atlanta Hawks, who played the Chicago Bulls last night.
Yeah, we might need to play the Johnny Cash Hurt cover right now.
Yeah, man. At one point, I know when I turned it on, when I had them in the little TV in the corner, they were up 11. I think it was 66-55. And then somehow they lost by two. And that's kind of how this team has been going lately. Trae Young is back, and he's doing Trae Young things. And there's a lot of defensive effort on that side of the ball, but it's just not really making a big difference right now when it comes to the win and loss column.
You said when he was coming back it was going to be a process, and we were all going to be able to see how he acclimated himself back into a team that obviously had to find new ways to win, and we're doing it without their superstar. We see that all the time when the superstar comes back, and how they you know, it's like double dutch.
Mm-hmm.
You got to work your way back up. By the way,
it's chemistry.
That is my new favorite end zone celebration.
Oh, the double dutch.
Oh, the 49ers did that the other day. They got into position. They did double dutch. I was like, okay. That's my number one now. But anyway, as you watch, we got a 4-game losing streak with this Hawks team right now.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about his reentry?
He's fine, to be honest. I mean, a lot of what's going on has been going on before Trae got cleared to come back. The defense has been inconsistent. Dyson's shooting is completely his ability to handle the ball right now is so inconsistent that it's kind of hindering what you want to do in the backcourt, whether Trae is there or not. And Jalen looks amazing, but some of the defensive struggles are on his end too. Like some of the weak side help isn't there like it was last year, and there may be some individual stuff going on the court right now, not just with him, but just across the board. It's just not equaling out wins right now. Like the way they got blown out, and people want to talk about the Spurs, and that was whatever to me. It was the Hornets game that was really disappointing. Like they got ran off the court early, and y'all know how I feel about Charlotte in general as a sports town. So
can you remind us
Oh, would you? Would you like a reminder?
Like a reminder for those. See, here's the thing.
Didn't we once throw darts at like everything associated with Charlotte in one show?
And here's the thing I'm going to end this year with Charlotte. I'm not messing with Charlotte anymore. Okay. Because every time I do, it seems like they have a point to prove to me specifically, and they go out and win something. So I'm going to leave Charlotte alone for the rest of the year.
You're taking this personally.
No, I'm not taking it personally. I'm just saying how it lays out. It seems like every time I go out on a limb to say how I really feel about Charlotte, and I feel that way regardless, make no mistake about what they win. But it seems like every time I go on a limb to make it known how I feel, they come back with some type of W I feel like they shouldn't have had.
So in other words, you don't want to answer my question because you don't want them to, you know, put it.
Well, I feel like this kind of answers it. Like, okay, they're a garbage sports town. I don't think they're serious about sports. You know, they look up and win some games when I say that, whoop-de-doo. But and they may wind up winning this NFC South division, and they still won't be a good team. And it'd be just like it was 10 years ago when they would win the NFC South and be a bad team, and they should have fired Ron Rivera, and they didn't because they would win in the South with like 6 wins. Like, I don't take them seriously. I just don't. The Hornets included. I don't care that they blew us out the other day. But that's what makes those type of games so disheartening, because those are the teams that you feel like you should be beating. Not even competing with, you should be beating. And you're not for some reason.
What's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Frustrating about the Hawks for me, it's not even that. It's the fact that they're scoring a lot of points.
A lot of points.
And they're losing. And that's been going on all season long.
Yeah.
That's not like, I know the easy thing, because there's a lot of people who wait for any opportunity to yell about Trey.
Yes.
The easy thing, and I've seen it in whether we're talking like hardcore, casual, my group chat, it's everything. It's Trey comes back, they lose a couple games. Ah, the defense is bad because of Trey. Defense is bad.
It's been inconsistent for a while.
Yeah, it's been a problem, period. Go back to last year, it wasn't great across the board.
Yeah,
that's the issue.
And you're losing close games because you can't close them out right now.
You can't close them out.
Whether that's, you know, Dyson having to handle the ball a little bit too much and turning it over, or whether that's not being able to execute inbound plays out of timeout. It's a lot of things. It's not just, you know, Trey's on the floor and he's small and he's getting picked on. Now, some of that was happening Sunday night. It was Sunday afternoon against the Bulls. Yeah, like they were trying to do this two-man trap against Giddey and it wasn't working and a man was open and they were just scoring all they wanted to. There are things to fix with the Hawks right now that are, in my opinion, not really Trey Young related.
Yeah. The thing for me, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but how much, as we've seen Jalen Johnson come into his own this year, how much has Trey and Jalen, how much have they actually played together? Not
exactly,
much.
Not a lot, no.
And you got, I think, what, the trade deadline is early February. You got between now and about a week before that, to see them together for an extended run, hopefully they both stay healthy, and you got to figure some things out, because if they are what we think they can be together,
yeah,
that's a really good 1-2.
Yeah.
And then you need to get the pieces around it to complement it. You probably need that rim protector. You need a couple other elements to it. But you need to see them together, because we've had 2 years now, and they've barely played together.
And in my opinion, the most dangerous thing this team has offensively is their 1-4-5 game, where a team can come trap Trey, and he can get the ball to Jalen in the middle of the floor, mm-hmm. and he can make a lot of decisions that usually ends with an Okongwu or Kristaps Porzingis. We love to see him at some point, you know, get the ball, and it ends with them scoring. And, you know, the absence of Kristaps is also some of what we're seeing, some of these woes. So there are a lot of things that they got to put together. That's one of the reasons I didn't want to see Okongwu leave the starting lineup, because I kind of figured this inconsistency with Porzingis would come, and then, you know, where does that leave O? But O's been really good just doing his job, doing what he's supposed to do. So whether he comes off the bench or starting, it's been fine in that regard. But they got to figure some things out, most definitely.
You just got to get slightly above average defensively. You don't need to be great. You just need to be a little bit above average.
Yes, and consistently. If you can be a little bit above average consistently and score the way you've been scoring, maybe you're on the other side of these 2-point losses. Mm-hmm.
And all of this has got to happen right about now. And we talk about this home stretch. These guys are going to be home this time of year. They're getting ready to take on some opponents that are looking up at this Miami team. You got to go up against Oklahoma City soon, New York. So you got some matchups that getting the chemistry that you two just talked about, which is what we need. We'll see how this team competes with the other teams in the East. We ain't going to talk about what's going on out West. But as you said, watching this play out is going to be interesting. Porzingis getting back in the lineup, everybody gelling together. We're not done talking Hawks. We're going to get in some other NBA action. But this is the intersection. Noel and Jason joining Sam and Greg. Mr. Crenshaw's not here this morning, but I'm here trying to run things. And we are going to have some elements of your show coming up next. This is an interesting morning, but thank you for letting us be a part of your Christmas Eve morning, 24th day of December, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.